Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host this morning, Dr. Afrita Love, Coach Love, Afrita Love, and this is the morning that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have assembled yourselves on this particular radio show. I have all of my family members. I have 500, and then I have 100 friends and guests, and I thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to continue to share this link and let individuals know that the Afrita Love Show is airing currently. Now then, on today, we're going to, of course, have our announcements and publicity where we publicize our different events. And we're going to speak a little bit about entertainment. There is an individual that I would like to highlight, and I would like to also reference some Bible verses that goes with that and then take you through an activity, because remember I told you that we are developing leaders who have grit, leaders who have high self-esteem in spite of things that may happen. And this is to alleviate fatalities and tragedies. And so once I began to change your mindset and show you how to actually develop grit, you will be able to sustain those things that may come your way that may seem negative. But first of all, I want to start off by reading our favorite Psalm, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to start our day. We thank you for giving us our reasonable portion of health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless each person all over this land and country. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be more like you. Help us to be great leaders, great instructors, great coaches in order to develop individuals who will have grit, who will have stamina, who will have energy, who will be blessed, who will seek spiritual anointing. We ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be whatever you would have it to be, and help us to disseminate this information to people all over this land and country. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for each listener. We thank you for each listener's children, their spouses. We thank you for their families. And we ask that you continue to bless us to do what you would have us to do. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the victories. We thank you, Lord, for the stamina. And we ask with any event or any endeavor that we participate in this weekend, Lord, keep us safe, and would you help us to complete the task? Would you give us strength in our body? Would you give us energy in our mind and our spirit? Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to do it to only glorify you? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And hello, family and friends. I'm so excited. It gives me great joy to be able to spend this morning with you. You know, I know that many of us have to go to work, but this is like we kind of like a watch meeting, right? We're bringing in the new year where God is bringing in new blessings and new people and new connections and new opportunities, and he's opening up doors and he's closing doors and he's blessing and he's healing and he's delivering and he's setting free. And because of that, we all can come together and share the good news. But I'm going to start with announcements first. Of course, everyone knows that we are having a youth conference. The youth conference is actually on June 19th from 9 to 12. That is the first Saturday that we're going to actually have this particular event, June 19th from 9 to 12. And the place is the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Waco, Texas. The address is 915 LaSalle Avenue. Address is 915 LaSalle Avenue. Some of the different aspects that we are going to highlight will be scholarship. Education, Leadership, Community Service, and Opportunities for Youth Leadership Council, which means that there will be opportunities for leaders to hold different positions as leaders within the community, and we're going to have projects and things of that nature. One of the focal points that I would like to highlight in these particular workshops is self-esteem. I was just reading an article about a 10-year-old young man who was being bullied for whatever preference that he is, and because of that, he committed suicide. Well, when we think about these workshops for youth, and even we're going to advance to adults, it's important that we teach our students and our youth how to develop grit, because we can only control ourselves. The people who are out there perpetuating these behaviors, it's not only happening in childhood, but it's happening in adulthood, and I'll explain this to you as well. It just depends on how you handle it and depends on who it is. Some individuals use their influence. Some individuals use their title. Some individuals use other things in order to – some directly bully, some indirectly bully, because they understand that the individual who they think – or appear to think that they're bullying, they know that they're powerful, so they'll keep it at a distance. But either way you look at it, it's still negative energy that we need to address and get rid of. So with this conference, it's the Youth Leadership Corporation of Central Texas Conference. I place Central Texas on here because I want individuals all over the state of Texas and other countries and other cities, you may join via Zoom. It's very important that we get this message out to our students, because what happens is that we have individuals who may develop low self-esteem at the elementary, then middle school, then high school, and then they become adults with low self-esteem. And so just likewise, we may have individuals who are bullies or who put out negative vibes, you know, starting at elementary, middle school, high school, then they become adults who commit crimes and just commit different things against individuals. So in order to prevent that, this particular conference is for 5-year-olds to 18-year-olds, okay? And so the reason why I say 5-year-olds is because most 5-year-olds still either starting kindergarten or the next year. But it's very important that we start these particular children and youth out young, and it's never too late. You know, some students who start this particular youth workshop may be 15, they may be 16, they may be 17, they may be 18, but it's important to get the information out there. And once the information's put out there, and once we train utilizing that information, then individuals will be able to take control of their lives, okay? So that is the workshop. Once again, the workshop is the Youth Leadership Corporation of Central Texas is hosted by yours truly. My number is 254-744-1626. If you Google Eventbrite, and I will put that on my website in a minute, you can receive a free ticket to the workshop. And the address is 915 LaSalle Avenue, Waco, Texas. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. So be sure, if you have youth from 5 to 18, be sure to sign your youth up for this particular workshop. All right. So this particular ministry, this particular show is predicated on positive energy. So therefore, I'm opening up the doors to authors, writers, actors, anyone with a positive message. I have individuals who are coming on the show speaking about their books, schools, speaking about different things going on in the community, and they're making a great impact. So if you have a positive message, whether you're a preacher, whether you're author, writer, singer, director, dancer, please be sure to reach out to me. Once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please send me your bio, and I will be sure to respond back with you after approving the content that you send. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry. We are growing in numbers. Actually, we have two different radio shows going on at the same time, but it has the same content. And so our goal and objective is to continue to be a nationwide radio station where we have individuals from all over the world. I'm looking for individuals from Sweden and Japan and France and Spain. I want to thank the recent nations and countries who are listening. And the United States, of course, is leading the way. And so I want some other countries and nations to come together, and I want you to come up there with the United States. And so I thank each and every one of you for that. Our next event, of course, we have the reunion. And so we are wrapping up different aspects such as the games. We already have the games, as I said before. We also have the food that is the most important. We have the shirts. And so, you know, we just need to make sure that everyone knows and that everyone received an invitation. As far as the scholarships for our 10 graduates, money is still coming in from family members, and so we will continue to collect money until graduation, and we will disperse those extra funds amongst the 10 graduates. And someone said, well, you graduated in December. They're talking about me. Well, I don't count. I've graduated several times. So this is for high school graduates. Let the light shine on the high school graduates. Okay? All right, so that is that. Remember, as I said before, that you have the opportunity to be on the show. Bring your talent, bring your gifts, and we're looking for positive energy. All right? All right, now we're switching gears. We were speaking about leadership, and I told you about a situation, and I said, you know, I've been many different places, and I said the leadership that I've observed and that I'm really concerned about. I said, I've never witnessed this before, you know. The lack of communication, the lack of integrity, the lack of ethics in the hometown that I am. And we're speaking about the head of a school. And so with that being said, I wanted to speak with you about entertainment and understanding one's place in entertainment. With this particular situation, okay, there's an entertainer, and I call him an entertainer because I'm not sure if it's a performance or if it's ministry. So I'm going to say it's entertainment. But there is a entertainer, Mr. Ernest Pugh, out of Houston, Texas, and for example, and this is supposed to be a ministry. He has a ministry. And for some reason, he has no idea who I am. Never met this guy. You know, I conduct radio shows. I deal with gospel artists, not him. I don't know him. I also, you know, this is my radio show. And different guests come on the radio show, you know. Of course, I've been to Vegas many times at the Stellar Awards, Tennessee. And so I know many of the gospel artists, but I do not know Mr. Pugh personally. And Mr. Pugh doesn't know me. Well, with this, and I'm going to give you an example. I'm using this as an example. Mr. Pugh wrote a letter to the governing body of credentials, Texas Education Agency. He wrote a letter with false information. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me, but he wrote this. And so discovering this, you know, you have some options. Either you can be immature or you can be mature and deal with the issue. So, of course, you know, you go through the system. You report it, you know, to the agencies or you report it to the court because you want to address the issue. Well, I told you that there were broken systems, right? And because they're broken systems, then nothing is done, right? And so sometimes in life, when you have individuals who try to use their influence, like Mr. Pugh did, he tried to use his influence. You can Google him. There are some things that I could judge, but I don't because that's not my forte. I'm mature. I'm professional. There are some things that I could judge about him when I Google his name, but I didn't. And so with this, with that being said, when we speak about leadership, we don't do evil for evil. Like, I'm not going to write a letter to the Stellar Awards or to the music company and tell them that he has written a letter and tell them that he's soliciting monies to pay individuals to try to sabotage my career. I'm not going to do that. That's just an example of how even those who are in the limelight, you know, if you Google his name or if you look in Facebook, you'll see that he's supposed to sing gospel music. But the experience that I've had, that's not of God. Writing false letters to the credentialing individuals and then paying people, soliciting sponsors to pay people to either call or write letters and try to stagnate my career, okay? And so because the systems are broken, it hasn't been addressed. And so I have a platform. And because I have a platform that I'm going to demonstrate to you how to utilize and get the word out so people will not become victims of this and they can become aware when systems are broken. Because I have a platform, I'm blessed to be professional on this platform, but to give you the hardcore truth. And individuals, he's not the only one. I'll be highlighting other individuals, but he tried to use his influence because he knows individuals here in Waco, Texas, right? He's a singer, gospel singer, so, you know, as gospel singers, they have many different followers. He has many different connections, people with money. But what we find out is that money does not make you, it's your character, right? Because if we stop buying music, his music, or if individuals stop buying his music, the money will be zero. Because gospel artists, they sing, and the way they get paid is from us. And so when you think about this, okay, and you have your own choice whether you're going to buy the music or not, but character is important. And writing letters to a Texas education agency, and you have no idea who the person is, you've heard of the person, you know, because I'm into radio and I'm into Stellars and I'm into the gospel and things like that. You've heard of the person, and this happens many times. I'm going to give you an example. You've heard of the person, and because of what you've heard, then you're going to write false information and you're going to sign your name or you're going to put a stamp to it because of who you are. Well, because of who you are, everybody is somebody. And if we stop buying anything, music, if we stop buying tickets to concerts, you become zero. Nobody cares about your net worth because God give it and he can take it away. And as far as judging individuals, you know, look at yourself. Because when I hit Google, I can make judgments, but I don't, right? And so therefore, you need to look at yourself first. And this goes for everyone. Not just Mr. Pugh who wrote this letter, not just Mr. Pugh who's seeking sponsorships from people and paying people, but it goes for every single person, you know. And God is not a God of confusion. And because of his actions, you know, he's caused a, because of his actions, he is encouraging. He's encouraging fraud. And he's encouraging endangerment to other people because he's, first of all, messing with people's careers. Second of all, he's making up information that is not true. And finally, he's going off singing as if he's serving the Lord, but all of these other things are going on at the same time. And so you have a choice as a person, and this goes for youth too, because you're going to have individuals who are at school who are youth that may be, I'm going to say they're popular because some of them aren't singers, okay? They're popular. And you're going to have to make a decision, you know, and that decision is you're going to have to be strong enough to create your own platform where you can help others, right? Where you can help others because the systems are broken. This should have been addressed a long time ago. Writing letters with false information, defamation. This dude doesn't even know me. I haven't did anything to him. I don't even listen to his music, right? And I could get upset and say, you know what, I'm going to Houston and doing this. I don't do that, you know. But when we have different aspects of it, we tend to know that it's not okay to do those things. okay? And so understanding your place in entertainment, I don't care if your name is Ernest Pugh, I don't care if your name is Bernice King, I don't care what your name is. If you don't have character and if you think you're doing something in secret, it's not going to be in secret, it's going to be in light. Because we're going to teach people how to actually create their own platforms, because it's not okay. I don't care if you're a gospel artist. You know, if you're causing confusion, if you're stealing money, right, if you're trying to sabotage somebody's career that you don't even know, then I'm not going to support that. I don't care who you are, and I don't want you to support me if I do that, if I'm doing that on my show. But if I'm telling you the facts, that's different, you know. But just writing something because you want to write something and use your influence, that's not okay. And people need to know that. And so I use this platform to give you an example. And I want to speak to the youth first, and then I want to speak to adults. Because in situations like this, as an adult, when people begin to mess with your money and your career, people begin to get very upset. But you have to know and you have to depend and trust in God that God is going to see you through. And God has blessed me. I haven't missed a beat, you know. And so the thing about it is, because of Mr. Pugh's immature actions, writing letters and things like that, that is a reflection of him, you know, and then getting up singing gospel music, you know, that's a reflection of him. And I have to make a decision as a person, do I want to purchase this music or do I not? And in our activity later, the answer is going to be no. Why would I do something like that? Why would I encourage something like that in knowing that he's using the money in the wrong way to try to destroy someone else? That's not of God. And you can get up and you can sing, you can do whatever you have to do, but if your heart is not right and if you're not treating your brother and sister right, then it's all in vain. You're doing it for nothing. Your worth is nothing. If a man think himself something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself, but let every man prove his own work. And right now, when we talk about those particular aspects, you know, trying to sabotage somebody's career, that's not of God. And so when we speak about entertainment, when we speak about any other aspect that is going on, then we learn that those particular aspects are not of God. And so it's a very, very important that we understand our place, whether it's in entertainment. He's not the only one that I'm going to highlight, but I want you to know that. He lives right in Houston, Texas. And because the systems are broken, right, the court system is broken, you know, the agencies are broken, you know, PD, some of them, all of those things. And so you have this platform because you want to help other people. It's not so much about you, because God's going to bless you. And when people steal and they try to take, God always blesses you with more. And people lose more by stealing and frauding and trying to use their influence than the person that they're trying to take from, if that makes sense. But I want to speak to the youth, because I was just reading an article about a little boy who committed suicide in 2019. And he did that because he was being bullied. Now, he was actually being physically in his face. It wasn't a secret. It wasn't behind his back. It was in his face. And so this little boy made many different outcries. You know, he would tell people, you know, of course, nobody did anything about it. He didn't have the training. He didn't understand that he can create his own platform, right? And because of that, because he didn't have an outlet, he felt like he was against the wall. He felt like he was barricaded or something. Then he took his own life. And it's because of people, because of what people were saying, you know. And really, whatever he chose to be or whatever that was, that's his business and his mother's business, right? And sometimes, as I said before, just like with Mr. Pugh, have no idea who he is, right? But he's, for some reason, he acts like he knows me, and he doesn't. And so when you have those experiences, even with people you know or you don't know, you have to be able to create, because you cannot depend on systems. The only person you depend on is God. You cannot depend on these systems. And so you have to be able to communicate. That's why I said communication is important. As a leader, communication is very important. And the leadership that I said here, in the city that I am, is ineffective. there was no communication at all, you know. And to allow these people such as Mr. Ernest Pugh, and we're going to speak about Ms. Bernice King on tomorrow, but Mr. Ernest Pugh to write letters, fraudulent letters, to share confidential information, and to pretend and get up and sing God's praises, that's just hypocrisy at its best. And with systems, you know, that are broken, where you can't address these things with these people, because even when you're giving them the paperwork, you know, they're eager to do this in secret, but when it comes to public, it's hush mouth, right? And so that tells me that you're powerless, you know. And so with this, it's very important to be confident within who you are. Who are you? You have to be confident. I tell youth that, and I tell adults that, and I have to teach you how to be confident. Because you would think, oh, man, this is Ernest Pugh. He knows many different people in the gospel ministry, the gospel industry. He has connections, you know. But at the end of the day, we're the ones who pay him, because we're the ones who buy the products or not. And so when we think about music, you know, my stance is I'm not buying any music, because I know what you do, what you did, you know, and I'm not sure, and it's not for me to judge. But because I have some gray areas as far as is this real or is this not, then I would rather not buy the music, because it's hard for me to believe that you really believe in God and you really or brother and sister, when I see that you write this letter calling individuals and also trying to sabotage my career personally. You know, so that's not of God. And it also makes me wonder, do you have anything to do? What is going on with your career? You know, what is going on with yours? Because you have all of this time to worry about mine, but what is going on with yours? And so there's something lacking because you're spending time on mine. With false information, right? And so it's just like, Mamba, don't you have something better to do? And calling people and things of that nature. And so there's many different avenues we can take. We can be immature and do the same thing, or we can be professional and create our own platforms and let people know. And you decide or not if this is someone that you want to support and buy their music. Because once again, these entertainers and individuals, right, who we're going to highlight, they depend on us to buy their products. So this is not anything where they may have speaking engagements, but they're singers, and singers, what do they sing? And so in order for them to get paid, they have to have a what? Audience. No audience, no pay. And so it's very important how you treat people. You have to treat people with integrity. You have to treat people right. And so what I want to reiterate, and that was as an example, these are different things that I'm going to teach you and train you on, but I use this as an example just to give you a sample of what's to come. And so I use Mr. Pugh for this particular example. Now, I told you that I'm going to give you, as a youth, you know, you may not have a Mr. Pugh. You may have a Johnny or you may have a Jack. And those individuals are maybe the popular guys on the basketball team. They may be the point guards. They may score all the points. Everyone loves those people, right? But as a person, you have to be confident within yourself. Communication is important. I'm going to try to create your own platform. Sometimes your platform is in the form of a radio show. Sometimes your platform may be in the form of speaking. Sometimes your platform may be in the form of workshops. It just depends, and I'm going to help you figure that out. That's what I'm here for, and I'm going to take the youth through that, and then also I'm going to have some adult classes as well. So I want you to get something to write with, and I want you to get a sheet of paper. And on that paper, I just want you to draw a line from north to south, okay? So you should have two sides, the left and the right side. It doesn't have to be even. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to be able to differentiate left from right. So you're going to have your paper, and you're going to split it in half with a line straight down. Okay? On the left side, I want you to put a plus. On the right side, I want you to put a minus. This is one of the activities. Before we finish up with our announcements, and I bid you a great morning, because I know that we have to go to work and school tomorrow. All right, so I want you to think about something that you want to continue to add to your life. give you just a second to do that. I knew mine right then because, you know, I planned this activity, so I already knew what I want to continue to add to my life. Okay. All right, that's the plus. It's kind of like math. You know, when you add something, what do you want to add to your life? What do you want to subtract? What do you want to subtract? It may be a person. It may be food, it may be a thing, but what do you want to subtract? What is not good for you? What is going against you? And I'm not speaking about people who disagree with you because they have their own perspectives. That's different. For instance, what is it that you really want to do away with, get rid of, not having your life? Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you an example here. The plus, I want to hear God's word and to read God's word. So I want to continue to study the word of God, and I want to be found doing the good works of God. Minus, because we use that example of Mr. Pugh, I put the negative thoughts. How do I change those into positive thoughts? And by doing so, I'm speaking these things, the truth, about this particular individual. But also, when we speak about this, what am I replacing with this? Well, I'm replacing the fact of letting people know that this person here is paying individuals, seeking sponsors, paying individuals, writing letters, but it's not true. And so I'm substituting that by providing the truth to individuals. So when I call different agencies or when I have different speaking gigs, or things of that nature, different venues, then I let them know up front, you know, and I'll say, this is the person, you know. So I am, although this is negative with Mr. Pugh writing letters and calling people and things of that nature, I go back and I say, this right here is a complete story, you know. And so the affirmation or the substitute for a lie or negativity is positive. We could be immature and we could say, you know, let's just Google this person and we could do the same thing, but we're not. Why? Because we're mature, we're in business, and it's just not right. And so if we're providing workshops on self-esteem, efficacy, leadership, empowerment, enrichment, scholarship, and we're doing the same thing that Mr. Pugh's doing with negative thoughts and paying people and making up lies, then we're just as bad as the behaviors that's being exhibited. And so we want to, the goal is to have two positives instead of a positive and a negative. That's the goal. So, of course, I want to hear more of the Word of God, okay? But I also, right, it also is disturbing that someone I don't know is using their influence, right, whether it's a big influence or little influence, you still have influence because you're a gospel singer, using your influence to write letters concerning me that, and I don't even know you, and to call people and to pay people and to ask for donations and money to try to sabotage my career. I would never do that to Mr. Pugh because, once again, I'm a professional, right? And then I have people who are looking up to me. I just had a couple of youth that I used to work with, you know, and they say, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing, you know, especially for us in the community. And so what would it look like for me, right? Because, you know, I'm influential as well. I'm not a singer, but I'm a runner, I'm a speaker, those type of things. What would it look like with me writing a letter, right, to corporations, music corporations, Motown, different music industries that I'm connected to, right? What would it look like with me doing that, the same act, exhibiting the same behavior that this person who sings gospel songs and is in the limelight, what would it look like for me to do that? And I'm trying to teach youth and others the positive things in life and how to get over and overcome things. Okay? These things happen. And I'm speaking to the youth now, and I'm speaking to adults now. You have to, each day, you have to look at your positives, and you have to analyze your negative, right? And these are just, these may seem to you like, oh, these are just words. No, these are lies. And so if there is a lie, you have to make it positive and bring it with the truth, right? Do unto others as they have done unto you. Some of these people don't understand that concept. But when we look at this, because of this, the negativity that Mr. Pugh, the negative energy that Mr. Pugh brings, he would be a person, or his music or what have you, would be something that I would omit. Remember I told you omit? That means to leave out. I don't need it. You don't bring me positive energy. It doesn't matter if you sing gospel music. The devil was a singer, and God had to put the devil out of heaven. It doesn't matter to me what you are. If I know that your heart is not right, I don't want to be a part of it, and I don't want you to be a part of it. Not saying that you know, I'm shunning you, or not saying that, you know, what have you, but I'm saying that I don't need you in my life because you're not adding value. Mr. Pugh, his actions, you know, writing letters, paying people to try to sabotage my career, that takes away. And if he's taken away, then no, I'm not going to buy his music. Because once again, at the end of the day, we are the ones who pay them, singers, for their service. If we stop paying them, they receive nothing. Period. They depend on us. And so you would think that each customer, whether it's one or whether it's 1 million, he would think about that. But you have to be mature to think about that. Because all of the money, when you Google net worth, all of that is for talent, right? All of that is for talent, singing. If no one comes to the shows, if no one comes to or buys the music, you don't receive pay. This is not like a nursing job. This is not like an educational job. You have to have an audience in order to receive monies. And so these actions right here, it causes people, you never know who's connected to who, right? Although you're bringing all this negative energy and you have all of this influence because you're a gospel singer, and because, you know, you have all these connections, these millionaires, billionaires, none of that's going to get us to heaven. It's not. And we reap what we sow anyways. And so you're bringing all of this, but at the end of the day, even those billionaires, they depend on us. If we stop buying from them, they would not have anything. And so it's very important to keep that in mind. Even when you become a leader, some of you will become, I tell the youth, some of you will become famous. You may be a singer, you may be a lawyer, you may be a doctor. This is not a good example. Writing false, fake letters about someone, trying to sabotage someone's career, spending time doing that and wondering what in the world is going on with your career. Then when you Google the person, it's like, who are you to judge? We all have to look at ourselves, right? And so whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a singer, whatever you are, and I tell the youth this, it's very important that you have people skills, communication skills, and understand how to treat people, because you never know. At the end of the day, especially if you're in one of those fields, you really have to analyze that. If you're really in one of those fields, it depends on if we buy or not. It depends on if we show up or not, right? It's just like a football game. No one shows up, there's no pay. Okay, it's not like a school, right? And even a school, students have ADA money, right? And so attending a gospel concert is not a necessity. Receiving an education is a necessity, right? But because students have to be in school, some kind of way they have to be connected to school, right? But a football game or singing, people don't have to go to that. That's not essential. You know, people attend different events for entertainment, for ministry, and things like that. And so it's very important. People don't think like that, and I want you to begin thinking like that, right? And just because these people, I want you to understand, and we're going to talk about this in person, but just because these people appear to be, you know, in the limelight, appear to be, you want to call it famous or well-known, there's some individuals that you shouldn't be like, because at the end of the day, it's up to us if they get paid or not. At the end of the day, they can make as many CDs as they want. They can put on or schedule as many concerts as they want to. But at the end of the day, are the people going to come? If the people don't come, you're not getting paid, okay? So I need you to think, begin thinking like that. That's just an example, and that's an example of an activity. You have that the value added, and then you have what you want subtracted. And I just used Mr. Pugh's experience as an example. But actually, when we speak about subtraction, I want to subtract chocolate, and I already have. I subtracted it with fruit. Yes, with fruit. And so that chocolate, that chocolate is substituted with fruit, you know, or with vegetables, you know. Fruit or vegetables. And so that's how that goes. And we're going to highlight, I'm going to tell you about some more Ms. King on tomorrow, but basically understanding your place in entertainment is essential. And I use Mr. Pugh, as I said before, because he has no idea who I am. I mean, he's probably seen me around or things like that. I know I have a radio show. But as far as knowing me personally, he doesn't. And writing false information on individuals, because systems are broken, it hasn't been addressed. So you have to know how to create your own platform. You have to know how to keep your self-esteem. I still feel good about myself. I'm still confident. I know that God has, humbly, I know that God has blessed me to do great things. And I know that I can do great things. And I know that Mr. Pugh, just like me, we all have a day and a time. I already know that. And so just because he's a singer and out there, that means nothing. Because God give it, God can take it away. Because like I said, if we don't buy, they don't get paid, period. And so it's very important to think about our actions. Just like I said with the leaders, I started over because I didn't want to be like that leader. I didn't want to have lack of communication. What I mean by that is not the type of communication you think. Not letting someone know something and continuously abusing your power by allowing your cousin or a kin person or some outside person or some person that says they're kin to me to try to sabotage my career. That doesn't make sense, right? And so when we look at this thing, it's the lack of communication, right? Integrity that's missing, right? Integrity. And so I want to add more integrity to my life. That means people who have integrity, right? Committed, people who are committed to the cause. And so on tomorrow we're going to make a list. Well, actually, let's do that Sunday. We'll make a list of individuals that we want to keep in our lives and individuals that are not so much impactful. You know, it could be the music you're listening to. It could be someone that you know, right, that they don't add any value to you. You have to let them go. And it's going to be very difficult because some of those individuals, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to let this person go. But you have to. That's just part of it. You have to. Now, the mandatory keeps is, of course, your parents, your grandparents. And you have to keep those. You just have to, you know. But you have to keep the kids, all right? You just have to control their behavior because 9 times out of 10 are just like you or your husband, okay? It's either or. And so, you know, you have to keep those individuals. You can't say, well, I don't want to be a parent anymore. You have to keep your kids. You just have to. And so it's very important, as I said before, you know, I have a journal that says with God all things are possible. That's Matthew 19:26, and it is. It doesn't matter how many people right, whether they're being bribed or whatever, come against you, God is, he says, if I'm for you, I'm more than the world against you. And like I said before, you have to let those individuals go because they're not adding any value to your life. And it doesn't matter if their name is Ernest Pugh, it doesn't matter if their name is Bernice King, Magic Johnson, whoever it is. You know, we all have a place. And at the end of the day, it depends on if we buy or not, if they will receive. And so it's very important that we treat people with integrity and respect. It's very important that we do right by people, whether they're there or not. And that's my goal. And that's the only setback that I had as far as when we look at different leaders. I've never had a leader that I'm going to describe to you in these workshops and moving forward on this platform like the leader that we're speaking of. You know, and there's no accountability at all, none whatsoever. So you have this leader who's doing all these things. And so just think if you have a new person who's interested, and they say, oh, wow, they're getting away with stealing, they're getting away with, they didn't even give due process. And so now they want to go into a leadership administration. And so they adopt those habits. So now we have two ineffective leaders. And then it just keeps growing. And so where is the stopping point? The stopping point is with these workshops. The stopping point is getting the information out. Because we do have broken systems. People don't understand. You know, they think when you bring things to them, this is just minute, this is simple. No. The things that Mr. Pugh is doing and others, that is putting people in danger, right? That's a safety issue, you know, because, you know, saying that, for instance, you know, this is whoever, making up names, you know, and people are getting upset about that because you're lying on, now you're lying on them. So the actions that he's taking, right, is very detrimental to others because people are actually getting upset because they're lying, saying, well, this person is, I mean, it's, you know, and people don't like to be put into things, you know, especially if it's not true. And so, and then you go back and you're singing gospel music. I never understood that. But anyway, we're going to be using examples of real-life experiences because I want to be very transparent with you. And with the youth, we're going to use experiences from school. Like, what if it was the most popular kid in school? Because what we don't want, and what I see on a almost once a week, is I see students who want to commit suicide. Why do you want to commit suicide? Because either it's something going on in the family or it's something going on with their peers, just like the young man in, I think it was Memphis. You know, whatever people choose to do, you know, that's their business and their prerogative. You know, we are here to basically make sure the individuals are safe, you know, and receiving what they're supposed to receive. It's not our job, and we're not judges, and we're not so perfect that we can judge anyone. Because like I said, even the individuals who's writing the letter, when I Google the name and when I conduct research and speak to individuals, this person is not perfect either. We all have some flaws. We all come short of God's glory. So trying to pretend like you're so holy and trying to pretend, save it, okay? And so I'm just bringing you real information because we're going to learn grit because you're going to have people like Mr. Pugh who's going to put negative things out there or put lies out there. You're going to have that, even with youth. You're going to have that. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to be immature like him and do the same thing, right? Google that and go off, say, oh, yeah, you know. Or are you going to be a mouthpiece for others and tell the truth, right, and help others and save lives at the same time? What do you choose to do? And I chose to put this on a platform in truth form, not speaking from my, you know, because I could be very blunt about this, and I could really address some things, especially the things on Google. I could really address it, but I'm professional, okay? And so with that being said, you know, it's important that we as leaders continue to maintain that leadership, even when people in those roles do not maintain that. You know, because it's easy, it's very easy to just write a letter as well and submit it to many different outlets who rotate music, many different people who listen. It's very easy to do, but I choose not to because I'm not immature. I choose not to because I have a platform. I choose not to because I have individuals, okay? And so when looking at these, some of these kids, they don't have those things. They don't have a platform. They don't have this or that, and I want them to create a platform where they will have an outlet because, once again, some systems are broken, you know. You try to go through the system, you know, being all professional and all astute, go through the system and nothing. And then that's when I told you that individuals go off the deep end because now they feel like they are standing in front of a brick wall and there is nowhere to go. Yeah, you have an outlet. Come talk to me. And that's what my workshops are about. So with that being said, I want you to go out and be leaders and be powerful. I don't want you to predicate negative behaviors. I know that youth sometime in schools, you know, things occur that's negative and you want to get back at the person. I want you to be the bigger person and I want you to come up with something different. Be unique. Unique is not, you know, many people say unique is just being able to be different. I want you to think different rather than be different. I want you to think outside the box because I could easily write about this, Mr. Pugh. I could easily do that, but I choose not to. And so I want you to think instead of the other, okay? Now, once again, my radio show will be back up on Sunday. I want you to listen to the particular shows. I want you to tell me what you think about it. I want you to be a leader. And I continue to say that. I repeat that. I'll continue to repeat it. I want you to be a leader. I want you to really, between now and Sunday, really think about the negative vibes that is within your life and how you're going to correct it. What are you going to substitute your negative vibes with? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to substitute it with? And then we're going to go from there. Okay, so I really appreciate it. I have a question. Yeah, I have no idea who Mr. Pugh is. I have no idea. But, yes, he, as I said before, wrote a letter, writing letters, calling people, paying people, seeking sponsorships. No idea who he is. You know, I've seen him before, but I don't know him personally. And he's just making up things, you know, just lying. Basically, but that's just the hardcore facts, and you have to be very honest. You know, I have my family on here, and I have my listeners on here, and so they know how I am. I'm very transparent. I'm very real. I'm going to tell you how it is, you know, and so that's what it is, and unfortunately, you know, we think about it, you know, well, this person is a singer. This person sings gospel music. Yeah, the devil was a singer, and God had to put him out of heaven, so it's no different. You know, we've all fallen short of God's glory, and none of us have any room to talk about anyone, because I guarantee you if we Google or if we really research, there is no one who is perfect. And so we don't live in a perfect world, and there's no one who's perfect, and so that's how I feel. But I want to get students especially to the point of at least having some self-esteem and grit, because there will be individuals, kids, adults alike, like Mr. Pugh, who will make up things. And your response, human nature says, lash out negatively. Do the same thing they're doing. Mimic. No, we're leaders. We have integrity. You know, you have someone who's the head of an organization, right? And they just let anything go on. All these people, how in the world did, for instance, Mr. Pugh get involved? And I don't even know this guy, and he's a singer. He's not even in education. How in the world? You know, it's just things like that. And so, you know, you could easily, you know, write something, but no, you're going to communicate it, and you're going to put it on your platform, and you're going to let people know so it won't happen to them. And so that's the route. And we're going to use this as a basis for our conferences because it's true. And I want people to know that they do have an outlet. I want people to know that they have people who are standing by. And as I said before, you know, we talk about relationships, and that's something we're going to talk about at our family reunion. When we talk about relationships, whether it's whatever type of relationship it is, you know, people don't have to be subjected to being mistreated. People don't have to be subjected to abuse. People don't have to be subjected to negativity. There are thousands of people waiting, ready to help and assist you. There are thousands of people waiting, ready to love you for who you are. And many people get caught up, beautiful people, handsome people get caught up thinking that that person or two or three people or four or five people or 20 people are the only people that can love me. That's not true. It's people waiting in line to love you. There is somebody in this world who loves you. Don't ever feel like there's no one in this world, because there's always someone. And don't feel hopeless. You know, I'm going to give this, I'm kind of giving away some of my workshops, but when you go to speak to authorities, or you go to speak to court systems, or you go to speak to this person or that person, and, you know, systems are broken, it's corrupt, you know, you have lawyers writing letters, lying, that's another subject, you know, you're like, okay, what options do I have, right? And you want to make a professional choice. And your professional choice is, well, we have a platform. You know, when I have guests on my show, I've never had to do this before, but I've told my guests, I said, if someone reaches out to you and pretending like they're me or saying stuff off the wall, just tell them to call me, period. I've never had to do that. But I replaced that. I had to replace that, you know. And so, you know, just immature people, right? And people of influence that you wouldn't suspect. But it goes back to character. You can sing all day. You can quote civil rights and whatever you want to all day. But your character is what counts. It doesn't matter what you quote, what you tote, who you are, how much you have. Your character is what counts. And so that's where we are. So I want you guys, that's your homework, positive, negative, what positive things. If something is negative, I want you to start to scratch it off tonight, this morning, excuse me, if something is negative in your life, and I want you to substitute it with something. Think about it. You're the coaches, and you pretend like you have players on your team. Every player is good, but there's some players that need to be in the first quarter because this is occurring. Some need to be second, third, fourth, and then some don't need to be on the team because they're not committed. They don't come to practice. You know, so those things that bring you down or try to bring you down or is a negative force, then get rid of it. Cut it out, okay? Thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to share this link. And God is good. All right, if you want to be on this particular ministry, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to connect with you, and I would love to have you on this ministry. Have a great morning. Goodbye, everybody.